Autotransplantation of teeth with immature roots has been reported widely to have a high rate of success. Teeth with mature root development typically require root canal treatment when autotransplanted and have been purported to have lower success rates than autotransplanted immature teeth. An April 2017 article published in the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery has some updated information for us on this subject. The paper was titled, Autotransplantation of Third Molars with Completely Formed Roots into Surgically Created Sockets and Fresh Extraction Sockets, a 10-year comparative study, and was written by Dr. Yu and colleagues from China. The researchers wanted to assess the outcomes of mature third molars that were autotransplanted into surgically created sockets and those autotransplanted into fresh extraction sockets. In this prospective study, 65 third molars with completely formed roots were autotransplanted into 60 patients with an average age of 33 years. The transplants were performed with a standardized procedure by a single surgeon. The procedures were divided into an immediate autotransplantation group consisting of 29 third molars that were autotransplanted into fresh molar extraction sockets. The second group had delayed autotransplantation of 36 third molars into surgically created sockets, either with or without guided bone regeneration. The guided bone regeneration was used in cases where alveolar augmentation of the implant site with bone grafting was indicated. The delay from extraction to transplantation was typically between 15 and 20 minutes for this group of subjects. The patients who were over 20 years of age had their transplanted teeth treated endodontically 2 weeks after transplantation, and those under 20 years received endodontics if the transplanted teeth were symptomatic at 2 to 3 months post-transplantation. The subjects all received annual clinical and radiographic examinations for an average follow-up period of 9.9 years. The blinded examinations were performed by a single clinician to assess the periapical healing and periodontal health of the transplants. Survival time was defined as the number of years until the transplant was categorized as unsuccessful or until the last evaluation. Success was based on periapical healing, periodontal health, and the absence of pathology. Now, what did the researchers find? The mean survival rate for the immediate fresh socket transplant group was 93.1%, and for the delayed surgically created socket transplant group, the survival rate was 88.9%. The mean survival rate for the immediate fresh socket transplant group was 93.1%, and for the delayed surgically created socket transplant group, their survival rate was 88.9%, which was deemed not significantly different statistically. The survival rate for the guided bone regeneration group was 95%, and the non-guided bone regeneration group's rate was 80%, with no significant statistical differences between the groups. The frequency of inflammatory root resorption and ankylosis was not significantly different between groups. The risk of transplanted tooth loss outcomes were not influenced by the subject's age at the transplantation, but the risk of the transplanted tooth loss increased as the subjects aged. The author summarized that the autotransplantation of third molars with mature roots is effective for subjects with both fresh extraction sockets and with surgically created sites. They also suggested that when cases are selected and treated appropriately, there is a high long-term success rate. Autotransplantation is a viable option to consider in our cases where an appropriate transplant tooth and implant site is available. The rate of complications in autotransplanted teeth and cost are reported to be less than in prosthetic dental implants. A concern is that previous retrospective studies have reported survival rates in closed apex autotransplant cases at over 90% at 5 years, which corresponds with the survival rates reported in this mean 9.9-year trial. But these papers also described survival rates of 50% and lower beyond 10 years. Thus, longer-term evaluations of these cases would be helpful in the clinical use of autotransplanted mature teeth. The surgical management of these cases was well described in this paper, and if you or your surgeon are interested, the complete article can be found in the April 2017 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.